Listen to a podcast recorded for a student radio station. Choose the best answer for each question.
Okay, Yasmin. So we're here to conduct the next in our series of podcasts on people we look up to. Yesterday, we had an interesting discussion on the architect Zaha Hadid and her groundbreaking designs. Can you tell us whose achievements you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I'm going to break the rules a little bit, if you don't mind, because I couldn't decide on a single person to focus on. It was really hard to narrow it down.
Yes, I'm sure it was. Well, I think we can let you do that. So, how did you choose in the end?
You know, I got to thinking about why we admire people, and I realized it's complicated. We can admire someone's achievements without necessarily liking the way they went about doing what they did. Or, on the other hand, we may admire a person's courage or their originality, for example, without agreeing with their beliefs. And society changes too. So we name a street or building after someone, and then 100 years later, our values have changed, and we're questioning whether those people really deserve to be remembered in that way.
I hadn't really thought of it like that. That's a good point. But you've decided on someone you feel you actually can look up to?
Okay, yes, I have. Two people, actually, who a lot of our listeners may not have heard of. I'd like to start off with a man from Dubai called Jalal bin Thaneya. I heard about him from my mother, who comes from that part of the world. He's completed some incredible physical challenges, including cycling 5,000 kilometers from Oman to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, and twice walking across all 7 of the United Arab Emirates alone. That's a distance of around 800 kilometers.
Quite a long way then.
And you have to bear in mind that he would have been walking in extreme heat on dusty, unpaved desert and mountain roads where there's hardly anything to see, and with little food. And as a long-distance walker myself, I can imagine how mentally tough that must have been. But what impresses me most, actually, is that he's raised huge amounts of money for various charities supporting people with special needs in the UAE, and generally he's done a lot to make people more aware of the issues around disability. Now, it's interesting that people often support a charity that has a particular connection with their own family, and that's great, but Jalal bin Thaneya has no reason to support those particular charities other than just wanting to help. He feels quite strongly that people don't talk enough about some of the difficulties in society until those difficulties affect them personally.
And you say you're going to tell us about another person who impresses you as well.
Yes, but for completely different reasons this time. For my own medical studies, I'd been finding out about how to look after patients suffering from malaria.
The tropical disease spread by mosquitoes, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, I was learning about that, and I found out about the Chinese scientist Tu Youyou, who discovered a very important anti-malaria drug called artemisinin, which comes from a tree. The work she did has helped save millions of people's lives in China and Southeast Asia generally, so I had to choose her.
She won the Nobel Prize, didn't she?
Yes, that's right. She did. Well, Tu Youyou was born in Zhejiang province in eastern China in 1930, and she trained as a pharmaceutical scientist during China's Cultural Revolution, at a time when it really wasn't easy to be a scientist.
No, I can imagine.
Thousands of people were dying of malaria, and there was a lot of pressure to find a treatment for it. She eventually found a clue to an effective cure by reading about ancient Chinese medicine in a text hundreds of years old. So she tried it out on herself and her team, which must have been pretty brave. Then she and the team had to create the drug using some toxic chemicals which damaged their health. She didn't get to see her family during this period either, so she had to make quite a lot of personal sacrifices. And she got very little thanks or recognition for her work at the time. It wasn't until she was in her 70s that people heard about her awards and began to take an interest.
It sounds as if Tu Youyou deserves to be more well-known than she actually is. And it's good that you've told us about her today.
Yes, it's not always the most famous people who most deserve our admiration, is it?
No, I'd agree.